Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Survey. How you doing?
Calling where?
From Opinion Survey. We're calling because I'd like to ask you some few questions about your attitudes and your opinions. So your name was actually chosen at random, and your answers are individually entirely confidential. Can you help me with this real quick?
Wait, it's a survey.
Yeah, like on attitudes and like, you know, opinions, you know, it's like your
what?
Your per se. Uh-huh.
What is that for? What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a
opinion survey.
Call?
No, ma'am. It's actually we're conducting a survey. That's all. To see what your view on politicals, as well as, you know, just mainstream itself.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
That's all it is. If you don't mind me asking, do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
I'm sorry.
I know, you're good. You're good. I understand. Go ahead.
A female.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool. May I please ask you, what's your date of birth? I mean, what year of birth?
92.
Okay. And are you a registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
You are registered. Okay. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. And what is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, or Native, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander,
Black.
Okay. And in general, how do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future, positive or negative?
Positive.
Okay. How about the future of the planet?
Negative.
How about the future of the country?
Negative.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has to scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, or 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
I give it about a 5.
Okay.
Give it a 6. Yeah.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues, which 3 are most important to you? Immigration, racism, discrimination, education, student loans, economy and cost of living, gun violence, abortion access, mental health, national security, health care, climate change, or crime?
Health care, climate, and crime.
You said health care, crime, and finance? And
health care. I don't know what I said, honestly. I know health care.
Yeah. The cost of living, how
the,
about economy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Climate changes and stuff, and I would say cost of economy.
Okay. Thinking about the chapter in your life, which of the 3 are following do you currently prioritize most? Economic, security, finance, independence, your education, relationship, hobbies, or time? Of free time activities, you know, caring for the senior family members, work-life balance, having or caring for children, contributing to a positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, or advancing your career.
Mommy, advancing in my career.
Okay, what else?
Mental health.
Okay.
Personal.
How about, I'm sorry?
Personal. And overall health.
Overall health. Okay, physical health.
How long
is that? I'll be honest with you. We had 21%. So it's about 15 minutes. I mean, the way we're going, we're actually going pretty fast, so. I'll try to make this quick as possible for you, all right?
Okay.
Now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You can choose up to 3. Being American, your sexual orientation, your hobbies or interests, your role in relationships, your profession, being young, being a member of the racial ethnic group, being a woman, your personality, your spiritual religious beliefs.
Women, personality, and that's it. Yeah. Being a real woman. Yeah.
All right. So, I'm sorry. What was the first one? You said your personality, being a woman, and what was the other one?
I don't remember.
Being an American, your sexual orientation, your hobbies or interests, your role in a relationship, your profession.
We could go with hobbies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you think about the American political system? Your emotions, what do you feel the most? You may choose up to three: disappointment, sadness, happiness, dread, pride, hope, anger, frustration, exhaustion.
I would say I have hope for it. That's just about it.
You hope?
Yeah, just hope.
Okay. Which of the following statements come closest to your opinion? Statement A says, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B says, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. C says, go with that one. Okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Systematic racism, too many old white men in power, politicians. politicians are out of touch with their daily life with most people. Division and gridlock between political parties, corporate money, too much influence, power-hungry politicians seek control, not enough people get involved to make our voices heard. Two-party system, or none of the above?
I would go with none of the above.
All right. how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, a little, or not at all? Ballot initiatives. How about ballot initiatives? Proposed laws that public votes on directly.
Say it one more time. What does that mean?
Ballot initiatives is proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
I don't really know anything about that.
Okay, so a little, I guess, or not at all?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about your state government? Does that affect you, your personal life, any type of way?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, they won't approve me for food stamps, but I mean, I don't know.
Okay. How about the Supreme Court?
It's fine, I guess. I don't know anything about it.
All right. Not at all? A little, then?
Yeah, I would say a little. I really don't know much about it to speak on it. Stay away from that.
I understand. So how about community organizations like nonprofit or grassroots or coalitions?
I don't know about nonprofit organizations either.
Okay, so not at all then.
Yeah, I don't want to.
How about your city government?
I don't know who they are.
Okay, so not at all then?
Yeah, not at all.
How about President Biden?
He all right, I guess.
I mean, does his decision affect your personal life at all?
No, I don't think it does.
Okay, how about Congress?
Possibly.
Okay, so a little.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now, you'll hear some belief descriptions on cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each one, please indicate whether it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. So the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block their student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Is that motivating, somewhat motivating, not somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
It's not motivating to me, because I don't have any student loans.
Okay, so at all. All right. Yeah. So in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Is that somewhat motivating, somewhat very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all?
Not at all to me. I mean,
How about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services?
They could do that.
The Supreme Court has ruled, according to the statement.
For them to be able to do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's mean.
So not at all motivating or somewhat unmotivating?
What's the question about me?
Does that,
Karen?
Yeah, is that like somewhat motivating? Is that, so basically how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation. So is that very motivating for you, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating?
I probably just don't understand the question, but I think that's not nice, but I don't, it doesn't.
Doesn't move you at all?
No, I mean, because I know it's not right, but it's not me, so I don't know.
Okay. So they, somewhat unmotivating then?
Yeah, I don't think they should be able to do that. They shouldn't be able to do that.
Okay. All right. So how about the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission.
Like even black colleges?
Yeah.
Like they would be able to accept non-black students?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Is that like very motivating, somewhat more than somewhat unmotivating, or not at all?
I would say that like motivating is to like pressing against it.
Okay, so it sounds like somewhat motivating, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess, yeah.
All right. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make you change you to see in the U.S.? Attending a protest, is that very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not at all?
I wouldn't go to no protest.
Okay, not at all then?
They be doing some things out there,
Okay, how about contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
No,
not at all?
No.
Okay, how about volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Motivating.
Somewhat effective or very, very effective?
Somewhat effective.
Okay. Signing a petition. Is that very motivating, somewhat? Not very motivating?
Somewhat.
Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Boycotting a company?
Effective.
Very or somewhat?
I would say somewhat.
Okay. How about voting in elections?
Effective. Very.
Very. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. No matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that you may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes you? Why you may not have voted in a previous election? Inconvenience, you know, like long distance, distant poll or ballot drop-off location. So that's inconvenience. You didn't know enough about candidates. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know when you're to vote or register. You didn't think your vote would count properly. You didn't have time to vote. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. There was an intimidating presence of polling place. Your mail-in ballot there arrived on time, or none of the above because you always voted, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles.
None of the above.
Other obstacles, or because you always voted?
I've been voting since I was illegal to vote.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. For each of the following, please tell me whether the information presents you once you engage more or less in the political system in the United States. Right now, most of us are struggling with raising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians or policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations would be held accountable and pay their fair share. To engage you a lot more, a little less, or a lot. Engage a lot less.
Engage more.
Engage a lot more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about young voters turned out to be a huge number in 2022 mobilized by issues like abortion. We've elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put the power into action so our government reflects us and our values. Say a lot more, a little more, a little less. I'm sorry?
I didn't understand the question.
So basically, the statement says young voters turned out to be like a huge number in 2022, mobilized by issues like, you know, abortion, right? So we elected like, you know, higher number of women, LGBTQ+, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. So the power is only growing. So millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters by 2024. So given young voters' decisive influence on election outcomes, so I said, let's put this power into action so our government reflects us and our values.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's like, you know, is that something you would actually engage more, a lot more, or a lot? Okay. So this one says, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy and protect the freedom to make your own decisions about your bodies.
Yeah.
A lot more or little more?
About.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this one says, the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warning. We must continue to push measures like this to have a viable and sustainable future.
Yeah, continue to push measures like this so that we can have a viable future.
Yep. Okay, so that's a lot more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And now these are the last, are what are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You may choose to, you know, national news TV station, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, news and informational, for their podcast, Twitter, local TV station, international, Facebook.
I use the Shade Room.
You use what?
The Shade Room.
The Shaver?
The Shade Room. It's like a blog on Instagram.
Oh, okay. So it's open. It's under Instagram then. Okay.
Mhm.
Anything else?
No, I get notifications sent to my phone.
Okay. Thinking about the content you consume online, what topics do you stick the most? You could choose two, you know, business, finance, hobbies, tips or hacks, government, politics, shows, movies, humor, memes, music, health, beauty, self-care, sports, news, current events, science or technology.
Memes and beauty, self-care.
Okay. And what's the highest level of school you completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor degree, master degree, professional degree, or doctorate?
High school diploma with some college but no degree.
Okay. And do you consider yourself, you know, one, heterosexual, two, lesbian, straight? One, heterosexual, straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Straight.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
I am single.
Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Yeah.
Which one?
Independent.
Independent. All right. Now, because he said independent right now, do you lean towards more like Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
I voted as under, I guess, Democrat.
Okay, so you lean towards more Democrat. Okay.
I stay in my own little thing.
I hear you. It's all good. How would you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-home parent, student, other?
Full-time.
Full-time?
Employed.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or not eligible?
I voted, I don't want to say who I voted for.
Okay. I mean, you could just say someone else. It's all right.
Someone else.
Okay, cool. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all your sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24,000, 25 to 34, 35 to 44. You can stop me anytime. 45 to 54.
I would say like maybe 30.
Okay. All right. This concludes our survey for this evening. Thank you so much for your participation. Hey, appreciate that, man. I really do appreciate that. You took the time with me. All right. Take care of yourself.
What does this get submitted to?
So this is actually an opinion survey. So they actually give us these surveys to actually read out to people, you know, get their opinion on certain things. I don't know where it goes to, honestly, because there's no right or wrong answers. So it's all gravy.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sure thing. Take care of yourself, man. Have a good one. All right. Bye.